Hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's Tuesday, June 23rd. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. The mayor of Washington, D.C. says at least seven people were killed in a metro rail crash yesterday in the nation's capital. Two trains were on the same track heading in the same direction at rush hour. Metro officials say the one in front was stopped. The second train plowed into it. More than 200 firefighters responded to the rescue of the people that were trapped inside. Also, we're watching new developments out of Iran today. Election officials there are now saying there's no way they'll throw out election results. And the country's state-run media says President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad will be sworn into office between the 26th of July and the 19th of August. Singer Chris Brown has pleaded guilty to assaulting singer Rihanna, but he won't have to serve any jail time. Under a plea deal, Brown must serve 5 years of probation, 6 months of community labor. The Los Angeles judge also ordered the singers to stay away from each other.
Court did address Rihanna and stated that although the stay away order pertains specifically to Chris, Rihanna should not contact him either. Because if Rihanna contacts Chris, that would be a violation on Chris's part. So the court understood that it was very unlikely that Rihanna would contact Chris, but the court was explicit telling Rihanna not to contact Chris as well.
Longtime television star Ed McMahon has died. He was best known as Johnny Carson's sidekick on The Tonight Show for 30 years. McMahon also hosted the talent show Star Search. Now, in the past few years, he suffered from health and financial problems. His publicist says McMahon passed away peacefully at a Los Angeles hospital. Ed McMahon was 86. You're up to date. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN, CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.